Welcome to OS News, episode number 2, Are We Happier When We're Fighting? A few weeks ago, one of our editors wrote an article about Unix security. It was reposted on dig.com and slashdot, and on both sites he was torn apart limb by limb for what readers called, quote, gross misunderstanding and, quote, complete idiocy. But the point he was trying to make was fairly obvious, even to those who nitpicked the details, that users care about their own personal data, and that perhaps we've underestimated what Unix security really is, because that's exactly what's at risk. Personal user data, Unix or not. Regardless, the tone of the responses on all of the sites, OS News included, got me thinking. Why are people in technology circles so anxious to fight? I'm seeing it all the time now. Sure, there's the old GNOME versus KDE battle, but lately I've been seeing Ubuntu versus the world, which appears to be a sequel of sorts to Gentoo versus the world. And I've been seeing Opera versus Firefox a lot lately. And of course, Apple people think OS X is the best thing since sliced bread, BSD people think Linux attracts a bunch of wannabes, and just about everyone seems to either hate Microsoft to the core or praise them without limits. Seriously, at what point do we dispense with this nonsense and actually advance together? This lack of unity is actually somewhat of a surprise to me, because after all, nearly all of us use some sort of software that is not the market leader in its field. Whether it's Firefox, OS X, OpenOffice.org, Ogg Vorbis, Game, Gmail, you would expect people to say, I use KOffice, but I support OpenOffice.org, since we're both working toward the same goal, Office Suite interoperability. But instead, I've seen posts to the tune of, KOffice is fast and sleek, and OpenOffice.org is slow and bloated, so it sucks. Infighting is making much of this scene boring to me. Let me stray from the topic for a moment. What attracted me to OS News back in 2001 was that the landscape was exciting. There was Windows, sure, but there was a new desktop-friendlier Linux in the form of Red Hat and SUSE version 7. There was the fantastic BOS, with R6 supposedly on the way. There was a fairly new macOS, QNX, Atheos, much more. But nowadays, the distinctions seem more bland. There's Windows, OS X, Linux, and Unix grouped together because from a user standpoint, there's little difference. Linux and Unix systems offer pretty much the same user experience. And while I can appreciate their differences, like package managers, file system layout, version of GCC and glibc, to most users, the difference is only the desktop environment, not the underlying system. Now, OS X, I think it's fair to say, has become a pretty big success. And Windows XP has been hailed across the world as a major step forward for Microsoft, despite the baggage you may have about them. If there's anything truly notable in the OS world, it's the progress of SkyOS, but then it owes much of its massive reach to GTK, which was born and raised on Linux. In the background, meanwhile, the BOS was pawned off for pennies to Palm, and Zeta has a lot of ground to make up. QNX has pretty much focused on embedded systems, where they excel. Atheos staled and Syllable rose from the ashes, but it still has a long way to go. And while a thousand little projects work ever so hard to break into this area, people still ask, why would I use this when Linux already does it? In fact, what users want is an instant product, so upstart OSs are forced to somehow make themselves compatible with Linux so they can use all the GPL drivers and portable apps. All the while, I read comments shouting about, why should I use this? Let's come back to today. Have you ever been to dig.com? Try reading the comments sometime, and you'll find, guaranteed, on nearly every story, someone will chime in with a comment along the lines of, I'm already happy with what's out there, no dig. You see, we're motivated not just to use what works, but also to tell everyone else about it, to wear it like a badge of honor, and inexplicably, to suppress information about alternatives. Is this true human wiring, to promote our affiliations and impugn the competition? After all, many of us wear clothing with labels branded on the breast and back. Are we simply optimized to argue? But I digress. This isn't about philosophy. Have you ever read Slashdot? Why are there so many trolls? This is the main reason why OS News doesn't allow anonymous posting anymore, because of the so-called, quote, flame wars. It's not because there are so many people out there who visit our websites with the sole aim to raise hell. Now, these are likely readers of the site. They probably aren't as socially maladjusted as we suspect, and they probably aren't all 15-year-old script kiddies killing an afternoon by trolling a few geeks online. Why is there so much negative moderation online? Because our crowd seems to thrive on argument and controversy. It's also why the SCO lawsuits dominated the news for so long, even spawning entire websites like Groklaw. And it's why the Massachusetts ODF battle is so drawn out. It's why people fight about standards compliance. It's why the U.S. government grant site that only serves pages to IE, a browser which is present on about 90% of desktops, is tantamount to treason. Because computer news just isn't that much fun without an enemy. Look, I hate to be so didactic, but the fact is that if we could somehow peacefully coordinate, I wonder what could be accomplished. I wonder what would happen if people embraced that sometimes some things are better than the tools that they use. Two cliched expressions for you. Use the right tool for the job, and different strokes for different folks seem to sum it up. If the technology crowd could truly work to advance the entire movement instead of thriving off of the infighting, I wonder what we'd be capable of.